is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking to the Christian Broadcasting Network, said that Russian President Vladimir Putin would have preferred Hillary Clinton as the current president of the United States.
If Hillary had won, our military would be decimated. Mm-hmm. Our energy would be much more expensive. That's what Putin doesn't like about me. And that's why I say, why would he want me? Because from day one, I wanted a strong military. He doesn't want to see that.
Mr. Trump said his initial meeting with President Putin last week was excellent on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Germany. He says it was productive despite their differences. He went on to say that he thinks in a case like Syria, they can get together, do a ceasefire, and there are many other cases where getting along would be very productive. The current ceasefire in Syria does remain intact. That's in contrast to previous efforts to stop the violence there, which Mr. Trump said haven't held at all. President Trump, who has in the past disparaged Paris as an unsafe city because of terrorism, will be there to mark the French national holiday, Bastille Day, on Friday, after holding counter-terrorism talks with President Emmanuel Macron and marking the 100th anniversary of U.S. troops entering World War I. More recently, Mr. Trump suggested that Islamic State attacks in Paris had diminished its standing as a world-class destination. As he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 International Paris Accord to control greenhouse gas emissions, Mr. Trump said he was elected to represent Pittsburgh, not Paris. Nevertheless, he subsequently accepted President Macron's invitation to attend the annual